Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hungry Braves fans, meet us at Racetrack. Racetrack has pizza slices for just a dollar with the purchase of a 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or medium fountain drink at participating locations. Racetrack, guys, whatever gets you going. Murph is in studio with us today. Mike and I will be out at Murph's tomorrow in Cobb Galleria. We had a great time out there. We're telling Murph about it last hour.
A day here. After National Cheeseburger Day. So we'll do our job tomorrow.
The curds are good.
And by the way, we always say this. I know we're fat slobs, but the definition of torture is you come out of a commercial break, and it's like, and we're live here at Murph's, and then they put the food down. Carl, then you're going to sit there and look at that cheeseburger for 10 minutes. But anyway, it is great food, so come on down.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
And it's a businessman's special, so after the game, why don't you come on over and say hi and hang out with us?
Absolutely. You know, those cheese curds, everybody goes, Murph, what is this? You know, and you know how Jim Gaffigan defined fried cheese curds?
What'd he say?
He said it's like French fries in heaven had a baby.
Not lying.
Is that sacrilegious?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Didn't. Jim Gaffigan said it.
Murph, we have some exciting stuff in front of us. We're going to win a division again. We've got the playoffs ahead of us. So we've got a lot of stuff to look ahead to, and our team is playing really well, and I feel really good. But I want to rewind and take people back to Charlie Culberson getting hit, because you've been at bat. How many at bats did you have in your career?
I don't even remember.
Come on.
Let me see. 15, 5, a few thousand.
A few thousand. So a few thousand times you stepped into that batter's box. Fastballs coming at you, curves, sliders. And the thing that I want you to kind of describe, because when I saw this, for me, there's one player. You know, we all have players on certain teams. For me, in 1984, you might remember this, Dickie Thon gets hit.
Yes, I do remember. Yeah.
For the Astros. Yeah. He was a young player. He had 20 home runs.
Yeah.
He gets hit, breaks his orbital bone. He was never the same player, okay? You could talk about Kirby Puckett, some guys that, you know, that you may be aware of, but there are a lot of players that you might not be as aware of who've gotten hit in the face like this over the years and just were never the same. When that ball's coming at you, right, the reaction time, and you're trying to get out of the way – explain to us what's going through your head, because, you know, you never got hit in the face, I'm assuming, but it came close, right?
Well, yeah, I had to duck my head a few times, but, you know, it's different when you're bunting, and that was a bunt situation. So you're kind of like, okay, everybody kind of knows this is a bunt situation. I'm just going to, you know, he's going to throw it wherever he wants to throw it. When you're hitting and you're thinking completely different thoughts,
right?
It's a little bit easier to – it's like a boxer, you know. You just move your head. If a guy's going to jab you, and you're lucky, you can just move your head. That's why they throw it. You know, they throw the punches to the midsection. You can't move. You wear a guy down eventually. So when a ball's coming at your head and you're hitting, you can move your head a little bit easier. But when you're turning around to bunt and it's a bunt situation, you're not really you're in a different mode. Mm-hmm. And especially, I don't know how fast that ball was coming. 91,
2?
2 or 3, yeah. Yeah. And it's got some movement in on you. So all of a sudden, it's not as easy to move your head. That's what happened to Charlie, I think, right. Is, you know, you're in a much more vulnerable situation,
yeah,
I guess, to get hit.
Right.
Usually your head is easy to move. I guess that's my point. But when you're squared around a bunt.
And it's rising.
And it's rising and moving in on you. It's like, where do you go?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's on top of you. Of course, we don't need to get into the strike call, which was totally ridiculous. You know, to me, it has to be an obvious attempt to strike at the ball, to bunt at the ball.
Move the bat.
People say, well, he didn't pull the bat back. That doesn't mean you tried to bunt it. The umpires messed up. They should have got together and said, look, I actually think he bunted at the ball. And then the rest of the umps would be like, if you do that, we're all going to look terrible. Let's call it a ball. That's neither here nor there. My concern is for Charlie's health, and his, you know, we're going to miss him. There's no question.
Right.
Everybody knows, it follows the Braves, what Charlie's done. So we're going to miss him in the playoffs. Yeah, this club has bounced back from some things, but we're going to miss Charlie. You know, so I've only bunted a few times in my career, but you're just more vulnerable
right.
when you're thinking bunt. That's right. That's what happened on him.
It is Dale Murphy with us live in studio, guys. As Carl mentioned, we'll be over at Murph's tomorrow, guys, outside the ballpark, other side of the 285. Murph, Markakis comes back, and this was very old school because it was kind of funny. This was like when we were kids. Nobody did a rehab start in double A or something. You just you came back and you played. You know, you took extra rips in the cages.
Live VP, they call it, which is the worst thing ever. You got no adrenaline going, and you got someone throwing you know, game speed on you.
But no, but he comes to the point I'm getting to, boom, he comes back and unbelievably hits the ground running up there on the road trip. How impressed are you by Markakis, who kind of wound out of energy last year and now is going to be fresh for the postseason?
And that's an interesting point because that was the talk of the town in the playoffs was they should have rested him a little bit more. Now he had the injury, so he's ready to go. You know, and I've been saying for a few weeks, we're going to clinch. Let's just rest anyway. Get the guys ready to go mentally and physically. And so, you know, everybody uses the same term to describe Markakis: steady, does his job, and true professional. But you know, I know the older you get, these things just become harder to do. And this little stint here that he's done after being out this much and coming back is sometimes even more impressive than just what you do during the regular season.
It's Dale Murphy here on Dukes and Bell, our weekly visit with Murph. You went 30 for 30, right? You had a season 30 for 30, right?
It was a million years ago. Yes, but, I remember. No, you're right.
But you did.
Yes.
30 home
83,
runs.
83, yeah.
83, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases. Acuña is approaching 40-40. You know how hard it was to do 30-30. How much more difficult is – it sounds simple because you get, oh, well, just 10 more home runs, 10 more stolen bases.
Yeah, right. you run out of time. I mean, that's the other thing is they may rest Acuña, and he may miss that opportunity to go 40-40. He doesn't care about that stuff. If it happens, it happens. But how hard is it? I can't imagine because you're right. I don't remember when I stole my 30th base in 83, but it was towards the end of the season. I mean, I was done. Ronald's got tremendous power and tremendous speed, and he's hitting leadoff. He's gonna be knocking on 30-30 a lot, and then occasionally I think this is not going to be a new thing for him, even the 40-40 with a chance. I think this is going to be something that he's going to have the opportunity, even though only five people have done it or something.
Right.
Ronald is really unique compared to all the guys that have ever done it. This guy, he's batting leadoff. He loves to run. I just kind of fell into that 30 stolen base. I wasn't a base stealer, but I worked my way into it, and then I went down after that. Ronald's going to be looking for stolen bases a lot more. So I just don't think this is going to be an unusual thing for him, but 40-40 is incredibly difficult.
Now, I'm going to look at your numbers, man, unless Torrey just wouldn't give you the green light. You only got caught four times in 83.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
There's kind of a long story. I won't make it too long, but in 82 when Joe came, he said, Murph, I think you could steal some more. I'm going to give you the green light. I'm like, well, okay. He says, but I'm going to give you the red light if you don't show me you know what you're doing. Like, if we're down 10 and Horner's up and you're stealing second, you know. But it was really it was an interesting life lesson for me when someone trusts you and says, be creative. Because you know what it made me do? In 83, every time I got on base, I said, is now a good time?
Right.
I either shut it down or I went to steal. You know what I'm saying?
It was a mindset?
It's a mindset. Okay. Joe said, and I never thought of myself as a base stealer till Joe said, you have the green light. A lot of people think the green light means just go whenever you want to. No, you go when it's going to be appropriate and help the team, especially a guy like me. There's always more opportunities for a guy that runs like Ronald to steal. You know what I mean? If you're down two, down one like you did last night, was that the ninth?
Ninth inning, yes.
We were down one.
That's right.
With Albies up. See, in my day, I wouldn't have stole because – you know, I just wasn't that fast. He can get away with a bad jump. I had to have a great jump.
Right.
He's a base stealer with pop. I mean, it's incredible tools he has. But anyway, that was the story, really. People say, well, how'd this come up? I go, Joe said, you know, be creative. You're on your own. Use your brains, you know. But if you're not using your brain right, you're not going anywhere.
It's a great story.
And also nowadays, Dale Murphy's in studio. I mean, a lot of guys like Smoltz will come on the show with us, Dale, and he hates the overuse of analytics. It's like station-to-station baseball. Nobody wants to steal. It's almost like a dying art in this day and age in baseball.
What's really interesting is I think those first two guys in our lineup can buck this trend right now. And I think they could create some havoc in the playoffs because you're right. It's station to station, but we got a couple guys right in the front that aren't playing station to station. So I think for the next 5 years, I'd love – and I know Snit gives them the green light. I'm sure they have the green light. But right now, since the trend is, you're exactly right, go station to station, wait for the home run. Let's buck that trend a little bit. Mm. And that's why this is an exciting, fun team to watch. They're bucking the trend a little bit.
Murph, we are going to win this division. We've got plenty of time to talk with you about these playoffs. So we're going to save that conversation. Yeah. Until next week. But we're out at Murph's tomorrow, guys. Come join us. We're going to be out there, Cobb Galleria. It's going to be a fun time out there, 2 to 7.
Yeah, we'll get you on next week. We'll talk about what the rotation is going to look like, how do you make these decisions and all that.
They got some big decisions to make.
They do.
For sure.
Murph is here, guys. And we'll be there tomorrow, man. Can't wait. Love seeing you face-to-face. I told you the other day, got the autograph of this guy when I was 10 years old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.